several different cuts of roast, shoulder roast, rump roast, English cut roast. English cut roast. Now, it's a cut of roast that I buy, but if you had a cow, I could not identify it unless, you know, I saw the diagram. It's a very good cut of roast.
Different cuts of lamb are there?
I am not familiar with lamb. I know about lamb roast, lamb chops, and that's all I know about lamb.
What different kinds of poultry do you eat?
Beg pardon?
Different kinds of poultry.
Do I what?
Eat.
I eat chicken, turkey, I've had duck, and that's about it. Cornish hens, which is also.
And something that you could eat, say if you went to a ball game, something like that, it's a kind of a sausage.
Wiener.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Hot dog.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, well, you buy a hot dog at a ball game, but it consists of a wiener and a bun with.
And something, a kind of a sandwich you could buy, it's got a loaf of crusty bread. And it's got a lot of meat and cheeses and stuff.
Poor boy. Poor boy.
Okay. And what might you get to drink along with the poor boy?
Oh, it depends on where I am. If it's at a sandwich shop during the daytime or something where they sell only soft drinks, I would have a soft drink. If it's somewhere in the evening or what have you, I might have a soft drink or a beer with it.
Any slang names for beer? Would you ever, any other name for soft drink?
Soda pop.
What about Coke?
Well, Coke is a brand name. I would call Coke, Coke.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't use Coke generally?
Well, if I'm drinking Coke, I will say I'm going to get a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to get something other than a Coke, or just if I would ask somebody to bring me a soft drink,
mm-hmm.
or a pop, and if I was asked what kind, I would then say Coke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if butter was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was...
spoiled.
Okay. And milk that you let it sit and it gets thick.
Sour.
What if you want it to turn that way?
You would... buttermilk, well, the milk would curdle.
Any... other name for that?
Buttermilk. It's a form of making buttermilk, isn't it?
Okay.
Well, it isn't really buttermilk then. It's called mm-hmm. something else.
What kind of cheese can you make from milk that's been curdled?
Cottage cheese.
What's that like?
It's white.
Is it lumpy like the kind you get at the store? Or? Have you ever seen the homemade cheese?
I have never seen it. Well, I've seen it, but I don't remember what it's like. It's been a long time ago.
And the first thing you have to do after milking is get the hairs and things like that out.
After milking?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So what would you say you're doing if you were pouring it through a real fine cloth?
Filtering it.
Okay. Another? Is there another way to say that?
Straining it.
And something made out of apples. It's kind of like a pie, only it's got several layers of apples and strips.
Cobbler.
Hmm?
Apple cobbler.
Okay. What if it's baked in a real deep dish?
Deep dish pie or a cobbler?
What's the difference?
I don't know of any difference.
And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Do you ever call it victual?
I've heard it. I've never called it that. Never heard anyone call it that.
And what would you call a sweet liquid, like milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg, that you could pour over a pie?